Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you tonight. As always, we're on every Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you would like to tune in to the show or be a guest on our show, please give me a call after the show tonight at 1-757-567-6734. If you're holding on the line tonight, we thank you so much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. If this is your first time visiting us, thank you. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you, thank you, thank you. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your comments and your messages that you send and the questions that you ask us to review and have topics on. So thank you so very, very much. This is your first time. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that focuses on women, their long and short-term goals of assisting women and their families in housing, finances, and life skills. ICW provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership classes, career development and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. Now, that was a mouthful, and I know that you are just wondering, what does this all mean? Well, we really specialize in training and putting together different programs and workshops, coaching, mentorship, and just helping you from where you are right now today and getting you to where you want to go. You are in control of your life. You have to live your dream. You can't let anybody stop you from doing what you want to do. But sometimes we need some help, and we need that little push, and that's where we come in at Issues Concerning Women. We want to pull you forward, get you where you need to be, and to help you to develop into that entrepreneur or that career-minded individual, make the life changes that you want to make, and still be there to help you and hold your hand along the way. We won't let you go until you're ready to go. We're just not a short-term program. We are here for the duration. Most of my clients I work with for 1 to 2 years to help them to develop what they need for themselves on a personal and a professional basis. All the tips that I use can be used for your life, your business, and your relationships. You just have to know what you want, ask for help, and once we start to work with you, you make the changes in your life because only you can do that. I'm just here to be that one that lets you know it's okay or it's not okay. You should do this, that, and the other. I'm not going to tell you how to run your business. I'm just going to give you suggestions on how to do that. So we have awesome, awesome programs. And if you want to learn more about Issues Concerning Women, just go to our website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds. IssuesConcerningWomen.com. You can get all the information about joining up with Issues Concerning Women. We have programs that are available to you. We have workshops that you can get involved in. We also do conferences and seminars. And I have to tell you all about the wonderful Women's Leader and Business Expo and Summit that I attended in New Jersey Newark, New Jersey, as a matter of fact, at the Pavilion last Saturday. I'm telling you, those ladies were awesome. New Jersey, you rock. I made no qualms about that. They were just wonderful. They treated me with such love and affection. They did not know me. I only knew one person there, and my riding partner, which was Nicole Cleveland. We got in the car and we left Virginia Beach and went to New Jersey. And we just had an awesome, awesome time. I sat at the table with Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Now, let me tell you, that lady was on fire. She was a spirit like no other. She was genuine. When she first walked into the room, she made her presence known just by being there. And we had an awesome time. And I'm telling you, if you ever get the opportunity to go hear her speak, please, please do so. She brought to our attention all the things that we think about and all the things that we want to do, that we're able to do them. It doesn't matter what age you are, how tall you are, when you started. She told us about her childhood and how she grew up, and just some awesome, awesome things. We've been posting things about her on Facebook all week long, and I guess we'll continue to do that until we get tired of it, but that won't be anytime soon. But Lisa Williams and Miss Williams, and I think her name is Angel Lovett, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but they hosted the conference in New Jersey, and I'm telling you, it was just phenomenal. You would not have been displeased at all, because everything that they said they were going to have, it was there. If you went down the list, you could just check off everything they told you the conference would be about, and it absolutely was wonderful. So I thank Melissa and Ms. Williams for inviting me to come and to be a part of the conference, and we look forward to going back to New Jersey and next year, 2013, which already in the works. They're already planning it. People are already trying to get tickets for the conference, and that tells you when folks are so excited about something that it was good. It was good for the soul. We got wisdom. We were encouraged. We were on fire. In that room, it was just a high-energy time and met some awesome, awesome ladies. And I don't want to forget anybody, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to see all of the people that were there and some of the photos. And I'm telling you, it was great. I can't just tell you enough times how wonderful it was. You're talking about Southern hospitality. I know we were in the north, but they made us feel welcome and warm, and I'll go back there anytime they ask me to come. That's some awesome people. So before I go any further, we're going to take just a break, and then when I come back, we're going to talk about there's power in the plan, because we all have to have a plan. We all have to know where we're going. We all have to have a map and direction and a compass and to get where we need to go. Being at the conference just fired me back up and got me excited about what I was doing, about getting my book, new book published, and having it ready wherever I go so that I'm able to help somebody in the room or down the street or at the library or wherever I am to set their goals and to be ready to live their best life. So hold on for just a second, and you might want to get a pencil and paper, because I'm going to give you a few little tips, and then we'll be able to move on with the segment. And next week when we come back, if you have questions, just send them into my message box, and I'll be able to answer them for you right on the air. If you want to give your name, that's fine. Sometimes people just want me to ask a question or talk about a certain topic, and they don't want to be on the air, and that's okay. We actually have people and listening, so thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. And this show, you can call in and you can be a guest. Call in, and the number is 1-347-826-7543. If you just want to hang on the line and listen, that's great. And some folks just sit in the chat room and listen, and that's great as well. So we really, really appreciate you. I'm so honored when I have people on the line and they're listening to the show. So continue to hold on. I'll be right back in just a moment with more Issues Concerning Women. Thank you. listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and the song that you were listening to was Day by Day by Najee. And I love that song because that's how we should live, day by day. We can't change yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we're here today, and today is the day that we have the opportunity to do whatever it is that we want to do, that our God-given gifts allows us to do, the path that we need to walk in, and the new friends that we need to make on this wonderful, wonderful day. I have spent many years putting this book together, and finally it's complete, so I'm happy about that. And I just want to share a little bit of the principles and the concepts that are in the book and get you excited about it, because I'm excited about it. I'm living the dream, and I always say, live the dream, but never forget the vision. And even though it has taken me longer to complete the book than I thought that it would because of life and the situations of life, I won't let that stop me. The principles and concepts are presented to enhance your life, and they are easy to apply. So what I always want to do is make the book interesting, make it something that you enjoy. Even when I'm giving you concepts and ideas, these ideas, they're great for new businesses or if you want to be promoted to an executive position or be more social and more involved in your family. But you have to know where you want to begin. And only you know that. I encourage you, again, to follow your dreams because if you don't do that, then you'll never get where you want to go. I can push you and pull you as much as I want to, but you have to be ready. You have to experience what it is that life has to offer for you and be ready to follow your dreams and just be ready to be a part of the journey because it is a process and it's something that we have to work through. And I'm just so, so excited about it. You know, many books are written about empowering and planning. But this book, Empowering and Plan, is personal to me because it was all the things that I had to do to get to where I am today. And it wasn't easy. And a lot of times we change positions and we stop where we are and we think, you know, we need to put our dreams on hold and deal with life. But your dream isn't to be successful. You have to know that truly, truly, deep down in your heart, that this is for you. And if we live in a nation that allows us to be free and have freedom of speech and freedom to write and freedom to create and freedom to design, then why don't we do that? This is a great nation of abundance and riches, and we are just people who are here that want to swallow it up and be a part of it and just work on where you want to go and who you are and don't let anybody change who you are. We all are different. You know, when people talk about success, they talk about, you know, she's just lucky or he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And that's not always the case. You know, some of us are lucky in business and some of us are not. We're more lucky in love and relationships. But each of us have a time and a season that we're going to do what we need to do, walk in what was ordained for us, and still be able to be ourselves. And just know that this is where I'm supposed to be today. This is the day that I can be free to express myself and do all the things that I want to do. Again, I tell you it's a process, and you have to be ready for the journey. I know with our lives and our businesses and our families, there's so much that we have to endure, and especially as women. And I talk about that, and I don't downgrade the men at all, but I just say that because we're the ones that primarily, and I'm not saying every woman does this, but primarily we're the ones, if we own a business and we work at home, then we still have to do our things at home. We still have to take care of our husbands and our children, and we still have to go to soccer and ballet and have to pick the kids up for and take them to the doctor and to the dentist. And we primarily do all of that. The men generally don't, and a lot of men now, more than ever, are helping out because we're finally get to the point where we can ask them to help us. And that's what we need to do. We need a great, great support system. So that's the first thing I want to say tonight. You need a great, great support system on this journey. Why? Because there are going to be times when you're going to have to take a conference call or or go to a meeting, and you're going to have to ask your husband or your mate to come and help you to do the things that you need to do. You can't do it all by yourself. You can have it all, but you can't do it by yourself. You're going to need help to do that. If you're, you know, writing down your goals and your dreams, you have to take action and be ready to have a plan of action every day. Every day is your new day. It's a new calendar day, and you have a new checklist that you have to review. And we must learn to be prepared for the start of each morning. And by having a positive attitude and being ready with a concept that we can follow. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm planning is have my morning affirmations. And when I get up in the morning, it's not about what I can do for me today. It's what I can do to help somebody else. What can I do to make somebody else's life great? Because when I'm doing that, that's what makes me happy, because that's a part of who I am and a part of my personality. That necessarily is not for everybody. I'm just saying that's just for me. I am thankful for each and every day, and I want to be the best me that I can be. I also know that I want to be successful. So if I want to be successful, then I have to do things that are going to bring me success. If I just sit all day and look at my computer, that's not going to make me successful. I have to input things. I have to research. I have to print things out, line things up, and get things ready so that I can move forward in what I want to do for this particular day. Again, as the song says, we're living day by day. We can't change yesterday. We don't know the future tomorrow, but just for today. So if you're ready to take the journey and you're ready to get your plans going and starting your goals, then you each day, then you must have your affirmations that you say in the morning, and that you the list that you make the night before, hopefully, and that you have your appointment book and your calendar. Another thing I want to talk about is being productive. Now, what I mean by that is you have to set aside time for each task and take small steps to complete them. It's not easy being a business owner or a career woman if you're an executive in your particular field, because you have to know what it is that you need to do. And some people can't multitask, and I've learned that. Some people get flustered. They're not creative when they're trying to multitask. They just seem to be out of sorts. If you're not the kind of person that can multitask, then you need to be able to write down what you need to do and label each project on its own. And that's what helped me a lot, because even though I can multitask because of my personality, but it's always good to have everything separate because of all the things that I do. One of the things that we talked about at the conference this weekend was about having multiple streams of income, and I think that came up several times. And I think one person said we needed 7 streams of income. If you're not a multitasker, that's going to be a problem for you until you learn how to master that skill, because sometimes it's not easy to try to teach somebody how to do that because they feel overwhelmed, because they feel like there's too many things that they have to do. But what I want to say to you is be more productive, set aside time for each task, and take those small steps to complete them. You must decide to change your life. You must make a commitment to yourself that nothing can or will stop you. I listen to, you know, my grandmother and my mother when they used to talk all the time. And they used to always tell me, baby, you can do anything that you want to do. But my grandmother always used to say, and her name was Maggie, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what you need. And she also said, if you want to make me laugh, tell me I can't do it. So I always live by that, because I'm the same way. If you tell me I can't do something, that's the very thing that I'm going to do. So every time somebody asks me, can you do this or that or the other, if I can't, I will say yes. And I'm proud to say that I used to hide my talents because I thought that people would think, you know, that I couldn't do all of these things. But God has given me the gift to be multi-talented, so I just thank him for that. I know that you have been listening to the show, and it's almost over, and it doesn't take long for the show to be over, but I'm excited that you were able to tune in tonight. I hope you got something out of the show tonight. The book is called There's power in the plan. I do have CDs available. If you can't wait for the book to come out and you want to go ahead and get started on your plans and setting your goals, I encourage you to contact me at issuesconcerningwomen.com or icwdirector@gmail.com. I just want to thank you for listening to the show tonight. I really appreciate you tuning in. And just come back next week and Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Live the dream, but never forget the vision. God bless.